Welcome back. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah, Zion Chapter 3, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Nazir. Says the Mishnah, the final Mishnah of Perek Gimel, Misha hayu shtei kitei edim mi'idos oso. Someone has two sets of witnesses who are offering testimony about him. Elim edim shenazir shtayim. These, the first set of witnesses, will testify that he accepts upon himself two terms of Naziris. And the second set of witnesses testify that he accepts upon himself five terms of Naziris. So they both can't be true. So Beishamai and Rebbeishamai say, the testimony is basically divided, meaning that both testimonies are going to be thrown out because each one contradicts the other. And so therefore, we don't know who's telling the truth. And therefore, no Naziris will exist over here. Ubeis Hill, remember Beis Hill, say that doesn't make any sense. Yesh bechlal chamesh shtayim, included in five terms is two of the terms, meaning everyone agrees that he has to serve at least two terms. So sheyehei nazir shtayim. So therefore, he should serve as a nazir for two terms, and that will be that. That is the end of Perek Gimel. Now on to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Misha Amar Harini Nazir. Someone says, I'm a Nazir. Vishama Chavirov Amar Vani. And the friend hears this and says, me too. And I. Meaning, we understand that it's, I want to be like him. Vani. And a third guy says, oh, I want to be like him. Meaning the second guy. Kulam Nazirin. All of them are going to be Nazirim. As long as it was all made Toch Kedei Dibor, as we like to put it. Meaning, it can't be like the guy 3 hours later says, me too. That doesn't make any sense. No, the guy says, I want to be a Nazir. Guy number two says, oh, yeah, me too. And then guy number three says, oh, yeah, me too. And that's how it has to work. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense. Hutar Harishon Hutru Kulan. Then says the mission, if one of them, or rather, if the first one had their neder annulled, and therefore did not have to be a Nazir, all of them, meaning numbers 2 and 3, are also going to be released from their Naziris, because their neder was based on his. Hutar ha'achron ha'achron mutar v'kulam asurin. But if the last guy gets his neder annulled, then only the last guy is released from Naziris, but the first two are still bound by their Naziris. Amar harini nazir v'shama chaviru v'amar. If someone says that I am a Nazir, and his friend heard him and said, pi kipiv usari kisaro, that my mouth should be like his, meaning no wine, or he says, my hair should be like his hair, meaning no haircuts. Hareza Nazir, this guy is also a Nazir. Harini Nazir, if someone says, I'm a Nazir, v'shama ishto v'amra v'ani, and his wife heard him and said, me too, and I'll be like him. Mefer eshala v'shalo kayam. He has the ability to cancel her nether, and even so, his nether will still remain in place. Harini Nazira, but if the wife says, I am a Nazira, v'shama bala v'amra v'ani, and her husband hears her and says, I want to be just like her. So he becomes a Nazir just like her, and he can't cancel her vow, because when he linked his vow to hers, he was basically saying that not only does he approve of hers, but now he too is one. And so therefore, that will not work for him to cancel it at that point. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Beis here in Perek Dalet. But for now, wish everyone a wonderful day.